With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. With Congress poised to pass a minibus package of funding bills on Friday, the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is celebrating the inclusion of several provisions while lamenting the exclusion of others. The bipartisan minibus package contains 6 of the 12 required appropriation bills which fund the government. The House passed the minibus package on Wednesday, and the Senate is expected to vote on the bill ahead of Friday's government funding deadline. The package then goes to President Biden for signature and helps to avoid an impending government shutdown. Congress had previously failed to pass any of the 12 necessary appropriation bills since the fiscal year ended on September 30th last year. Instead, Congress passed a series of continuing resolutions bills, extending the deadline for funding the government while the House and Senate worked on their versions of the 12 bills. Tara Dew emphasized the profound truth that believers are children of God, having direct access to Him through Jesus Christ. She was speaking at the Abide Conference on the campus of New Orleans Seminary. She highlighted Jesus' use of "Our Father" to illustrate the shared relationship with God among believers. She stressed the importance of approaching God with reverence, acknowledging His holiness to truly pray for His will to be done in our lives. Dew's message serves as a reminder of the balance between the intimacy and the awe of our relationship with God in Christ. While believers enjoy a close familial bond with God, it's crucial to recognize His supreme holiness and authority, she said.
Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar.
We are bombarded daily with reports of violence, anger, disease, and a host of other issues. It's important to note that as terrible as these issues are, they really are symptoms of an even greater issue at the very foundation of who we are as human beings. The ministry of Jesus helps us understand not only these surface-level issues, but it points us to the deeper issue at hand. Jesus described blessings in a strange way. He says, "Blessed are the poor, blessed are the hungry, blessed are the sad, blessed are the hated." In this teaching in Matthew 5, Jesus said the poor, sad, hungry, and hated will find their heart's desires in Him. That we all turn to Him for our soul's longings, not looking at others or looking to the world, but looking instead to Christ. You can find that full Lifeway study at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to learn about our free daily emails.